So what? So what that we have thought about water, literal and metaphorical, or the way it is used within the Gospel of John? Rather than a tidy sermon, it's been a selection of reflections, a hodgepodge of ideas. So what could we do with it? As I've wondered about this, I found myself turning very briefly to the story we heard from Exodus and the people asking Moses to give them water. Just as a bit earlier in the story, they'd expected him to give them food. It struck me that there was a temptation for ministers to cast ourselves in a kind of Moses role, as if we somehow have special access to God. We are the ones who will strike the rock, the scriptures, and the water, the meaning, will gush out, ready for others to drink. But life isn't like that, and I don't think God is either. I don't have any more access to God than anybody else. My engagement with scripture is as tentative and as provisional as that of any other person. The truth is, as I work with these passages, I cannot tease out one nice, neat message, one takeaway idea. There is no one-size-fits-all lesson here. Just lots of ideas and lots of layers that swirl and mix, just as water swirls and mixes in a lake or a river or a sea. Just as God's uncontainable spirit goes where she will, brooding over chaos, stirring water for healing, or descending like a gentle white dove with a sprig of olive held in her beak. As you've listened to one or more of these parts of the reflection, it may be that something has struck you already that you want to sit with, and that is fantastic. But if not, here are a few questions to consider, and maybe one of them will be worth pondering a little more. For what do I thirst? And who might I need to ask to give me a drink? Who asks me for a drink or other practical help? And how do I respond? How do I live with the ambiguity that water is beautiful, cleansing and refreshing, and terrifying, uncontrollable and destructive? In our time, in a world affected by climate chaos, in a globe over which a scary virus spreads, what is good news? What is the quiet whisper of God? What is it for which we and others thirst? And how may we be satisfied?